They don't seem exactly too happy about that, the media. What do you think, Doc?
I don't think so at all. So it's good to see voices standing up against these ridiculous mandates.
Yes. Well, actually, we have Sheriff Lamb with us today. Welcome, Sheriff, to True News. Thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Good. Thank you, Lauren. Thank you, Doctor. Appreciate you having me on.
Oh, yeah. Well, we met actually at the southern border last year, when we were able to witness firsthand what was going on down there. You know, in a country where we're watching everybody cave and everybody kneel to whatever the oligarchy or whatever the corporate mandates are telling us to do, what made you stay? Like, you knew you were going to get heat for this. You knew that there was going to be a lot of backlash, but you still decided to stand publicly against vaccine mandates for your officers. What inspired you to do that?
You know, I was raised, Lauren, that you do what's right no matter the cost. This didn't seem like a big issue as far as, like, I'm a little bit surprised it went as viral as it did, because this is a common sense issue. This shouldn't have anything to do with political party or ideals. This is about people's privacy, people's rights to choose how they want to their medical decisions. Those are theirs and theirs alone, like I said in the video. So it surprises me that we're to a point in this country to where we had to make a stand on such a common sense idea. But I wanted people to know, we're not buying into that nonsense here. We're not going to do it. That's your personal choice whether you want to take the vaccine or not.
You know, I commend you on that. And that's just, you're just being normal. You know, this is, we have a right to privacy. That's just normal. These vaccine mandates are out of control, especially for employment. You know, how has the response been in Arizona to your video? I know you're probably getting some backlash, but also, you know, everybody's just been waiting for somebody to stand up and fight for us and say, hey, I'm going to do what's right. What is the response been that you have heard?
Oh, the response has been phenomenal.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you always get your haters, but those people, they just don't like you because I'm breathing the same air as them. They want to turn everything against you just because you don't share the same ideals they do. These are the same people that when President Trump was president talking about a vaccine, they're like, oh, no, I'm never going to take that. Now, all of a sudden, they want everybody to take it. I'm not comfortable with that. I'm not comfortable with what I'm seeing in Australia. And I'm not comfortable that the path that our federal government here in this country is on. These are things that are no-brainers that we should be standing up against. And thankfully, the majority of the people have received it very well. Our applications for people wanting to come work here are shot through the roof.
Nice.
Police officers who want to be able to do their job and know that they have an administration that will fight for them is important. And that's the message we wanted to send to our people, that we have their back, we're going to fight for them, and we're not going to cave to this nonsense.
Well, Sheriff Lamb, once again, thanks for coming on True News here with us today. I wanted to ask you, have you had any pushback from local administrators at the county level or city level there in Pinal County to your extreme stand on the vaccine mandates?
No, absolutely not. I have an outstanding group of elected officials. Our board of supervisors are great. They understand it. They're very conscientious of freedom. But just so people understand, even if they did pass a mandate here in my county saying that the employees of the county needed to be vaccinated, that doesn't have anything to do with my office. I am the elected sheriff. My office is sole and separate from that.
Right.
And it was what we determine here at the sheriff's office will be the protocol. And we've said no mandates. So even if the county did, it still wouldn't carry over to my agency that I've been elected to dictate what happens here at the sheriff's office. And that's the people's voice. And so I'm trying to honor the people's voice.
And a follow-up question to that, how have other sheriffs around the state of Arizona responded to it? Have most of them been on board with the way you've proceeded, or have you had any pushback from other county sheriffs?
No, I think all the other sheriffs feel the same way we did. We can't believe that we even have to make statements like this.
That's true. Yes.
How ridiculous is it that we have to even make statements about something that seems so common sense that would have never have been a topic of conversation a year ago, 2 years ago, 6 months ago. So they all feel the same way, I think, that I do, or at least I'm based off of just on the surface, I think they kind of feel the same way. But yeah, we're all kind of on the same boat. We want to protect freedom here in Arizona. We want to keep people living their lives freely, and we're doing the best we can to do that.
That's great.
Sheriff, you had mentioned Australia earlier. You know, it seems that Australia has been trending about 3 months ahead of America. Like, everything that goes on there, 3 months later, you see it here in America. And right now, I mean, they're in lockdown mode, complete tyranny over in Australia. You know, you had mentioned that it's concerning to you because you're seeing it start to happen here in America. And you're one of the few voices that have been loud enough, you know, even on the conservative side. You know, we have conservative influencers who are still telling people, you have to get vaccinated because I got vaccinated and I have a right to fly on a plane without you next to me being unvaccinated. You know, what is going on with conservative influencers, especially males? You know, we need strong men more than ever to stand up and be a loud voice. However, it seems that they've become all cowardly, you know, and they have. And, right. You know, and it's like you have no support. Even the leaders that do speak up have no support. Sheriff, what is happening to America's strong men?
I don't know. They're disappearing. I mean, we saw in 2020, this was an example. We have seen nothing. We have a lot of examples of weak leadership. There's been strong leaders as well, but more weak leadership than anything. And a lot of it is they just don't want to. They're just not willing to stand up against what's wrong. And I don't get that part. I mean, like I said at the beginning, I was raised that you do what's right no matter the cost. I would like to see more people take a stand for what's right for the country. Our founding fathers, for heaven's sake, they gave up everything to give us the freedoms that we have. They sacrificed their lives, their fortunes, that we could be free. And that means something to me. And I'm hoping that people will rally behind and take strength in this and start to stand up against this ridiculousness, because if we don't, it's just going to continue. I started seeing this way back last year through all of this COVID and everything. And look, the statistics just don't support it. I don't wake up afraid every day. I can't imagine what it's like, what a miserable life it is to wake up afraid of your own shadow or afraid of whatever the media or the politicians tell you you should be afraid of. And until we start being men and women and facing our fears and just going out and living life, we're going to have problems.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you had mentioned last year they locked us down in their homes, but actually our elected officials were warned what would happen. You know, I saw in Arizona, you had a surge in opioid overdoses last year. You know, when you take people's ability to feed their families, you lock them away in their homes, you have a surge in alcoholism, suicide, depression. What else did we mention, Doc?
Marriage, even obesity among kids has skyrocketed in the past year. But you being a border state, you have to deal with a lot of the drug traffic that comes across from the southern border and this invasion by the cartels with drugs. How has the pandemic affected that in your role as sheriff?
You know, it's had an effect, but I haven't let that affect how we do our business. We've still continued to do our business every day. I never required that our employees would wear masks. We had a job to do, and I felt that it was important that when we responded to people's houses, people need to see our faces. They're scared enough as it is. We deal with fear every day in this profession, and we've learned how to push through that and how to assess a situation and try to find the best outcome in those situations. The border stuff, we have a government that's completely turned a blind eye. They're not upholding the rule of law, and it's going to have a very adverse impact on America. A lot of Americans think it's a Southwest problem, an Arizona problem, or a Texas problem. I can assure you that the humans and the drugs that the cartels are trafficking in under these terrible policies are affecting every community across this country. They don't stay here in Arizona. They're not designed to stay here in Arizona. They're designed to go to communities in Illinois and the Carolinas and Georgia. Anywhere you live where there is drugs, I can assure you the cartel exists already. And the human trafficking. And the longer we turn a blind eye and refuse to enforce this, we are doing nothing for those human beings that the cartels are abusing on a daily basis. And that, as Americans, should shame us. No matter what your party is, you should absolutely care about border security if you care about human beings, because the cartel is abusing people on a daily basis. They rape the women. They use the children as pawns. They extort the men, force them to carry drugs into our community. It's disaster.
Yeah, and I can attest to that. You know, I'm from Delaware, and we're number 5 in the nation in heroin overdoses. So every state is a border state. What happens down there happens to everybody. The opioid epidemic is just devastating communities, and we are welcoming these people in with open arms and not helping our border security. You know, instead they slander them, they try to defund you when you're just trying to protect the American people. And it's sad. You know, you had mentioned before that fentanyl was now coming across the southern border. Now, fentanyl is a cheap option as opposed to heroin. It's made over in China and it's smuggled in through our southern border. You know, and people are dying. It's far more potent than morphine-based heroin. It is far more powerful, and it has a shorter half-life. So people use more, they instantly die. They instantly overdose and die. Sheriff, what are some words of encouragement you can share to other Americans who are standing up and fighting, other employers, other people, to get them out, get them vocal, and get them to fight back against the tyranny?
Don't be afraid. They want you to be afraid. Don't be afraid, because the majority of Americans, I go across this country all over the place, majority of Americans support law enforcement. They want to stand up for what's right, and they want to continue to protect freedom, the American way of life. Don't let the mainstream media or these politicians make you think otherwise. That's what they're banking on, is they're banking on taking advantage of your fears and implementing things that reduce your freedoms. And stand with us together. That's the only way we're going to defeat it, is you stand together, vote these people out that are ruining our country, and let's get people back in that have America's best interests in mind.
Sheriff, thank you so much, Sheriff Lamb. We appreciate you coming on, and God bless you. We'll be praying for you.
Thank you. I appreciate the prayers, and God bless all of you.